News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, we're joined now by Alan Cheevers, Fianna Fáil councillor for Galway City East. Alan, you're here to talk to us on, a related issue. You're talking about the idea of introducing designated areas for public drinking. Would it help us regain control of outdoor socialising? Just first off, your reaction to some of the stuff we saw over the weekend. You're based in Galway. I know there was some scenes, unsavoury scenes in Galway.
Good morning, Shane, and thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning. Yes, I mean, we had some antisocial behaviour over the last week or so. The weekend wasn't too bad. I believe that what I'm proposing and what's being proposed by the mayor of our city, Councillor Mike Covert, is that we certainly do look at designated drinking areas within the city. I think that this could be rolled out right across the country. I think that there always will be a minority of people who will cause antisocial behaviour. And we're never going to get rid of that. That's always going to be there. But the majority of young people will be responsible to a certain extent. They will look at getting into a particular area where they can actually have a drink in a controlled environment and a designated area. I think it certainly would be something that we need to look at.
Yeah, I agree. And look, I think you're absolutely right. We need to raise these issues and talk about it. But I'm thinking potentially of negatives. Like, I have an 18-year-old son. I'm not sure I'd want him going into town to a designated drinking area, given what I saw over the weekend.
Well, what I would
does
say
it attract the wrong element? I suppose is the problem.
Well, I think that if it's a proper controlled area and that is designated specifically for people to have outdoor drinking, it's worked very well in the likes of Vancouver and in Ohio. They brought it along as a pilot scheme. And then once the pilot scheme was finished, they implemented it on a full-time basis. And I think as a pilot scheme, we should certainly look at it, because at the end of the day, young people and not just students or younger people, people are going to drink outdoors anyway.
Yeah.
And the reality is, if we look at it, a lot of it's down to drink price of drink. If you can walk, if you have to go into a pub and pay 5 or 6 euro for a bottle of beer, why would you do that when you can go to an off license and buy 20 for 20 euros and go out in the street or go out in a particular area and drink it?
Yeah.
So that's the other side of it as well. But I think if we had a proper designated area with proper toilets, proper air, which would be there allocated for people to outdoor drink in a safer environment, I think it possibly would make it easier as well for the Gardaí. But I think also that we need to do is we need to have proper engagement with all the stakeholders. And that's why I was proposing that we talk to the Students' Union. I see last night on Twitter, Pádraic Tuamhaidh, the president of the Students' Union in Galway City in UIG, he welcomed it. He would welcome the engagement. I would be open to engaging with the local authority and the Gardaí on this, and we can all work together on possibly having a safer outdoor environment with designated zones in our city.
All right.
And I think
We'll leave it there, Alan. Alan Cheevers, Fianna Fáil councillor for Galway City East. Thank you indeed for that. I have to say, Mark, when it works well, it works really well. And I want to give a shout out to the Barber's Bar in Grange Gorman, because they actually had staff going around picking up beer bottles or the plastic glasses and so on all over the place. Place was absolutely spotless. And I thought it shows what you can do if you do this right. It can be done well as well. That's in contrast to some of the scenes we saw in the centre of town.
Yeah, well, the one thing we have to say is that we like to pat ourselves on the back of being a very sophisticated cosmopolitan European city, but the truth of the matter is that we're not actually geared up for that, plaza stroke cafe culture yet. We're not. We aspire to it, but we haven't put the infrastructure in. So I think the can and the blame for this needs to go up the food chain a little bit.